Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is time to ready, steady, learn. Our guest in the studio is Javier Virtus Ortega. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You're a senior lecturer at the School of Psychology here at the University of Auckland, and you're going to talk to us about applied behaviour analysis. Now, what is that?
Well, applied behaviour analysis is an area within psychology that try to use the learning principles of human behaviour to the better behavior problems or developmental disabilities or clinical conditions in general. So you want me to expand on that?
Sure.
Things that a behavior analyst would typically do would be things like trying to get rid of dangerous behaviors in kids with disabilities, like, for example, aggression or self-injury or repetitive behaviors.
Which they don't know that they're being dangerous or being, you know, or being destructive, do they?
It depends on the condition,
sure.
But problem behavior could be very frequent in clinical diagnosis like intellectual disability or autism.
Sure.
But that's just an aspect of what we do. We actually focus more on promoting and encouraging positive behaviors like learning how to speak or learning.
So is it retraining the brain? Is that what it is? Is it reprogramming a flawed brain?
Well, we don't change the brain directly, but of course through learning, the brain is changed. Mm. But our focus is on the environment, on how things can be arranged differently in the social and physical environment of the client to make things better.
Now, how does it all work at the university? Do you just have people come to you, or do you sort of go out and specifically try and identify people from certain areas? Or
It depends on what we try to do. I mean, if we have, for example, a master's student that is wants to do a new project with a population we haven't worked before, for example, I have a student now that wants to do a project in smoking. And we haven't worked with smokers before, so he has to go out and find them.
There's plenty of them out there, disgusting smokers.
Yes, but typically we have connections with the community, with service providers, special education schools, yeah, and so forth, where we learn where we send our students for placements and supervised practicum.
Is it when you're working with children, adults who have learning difficulties, and as you mentioned, behavioural problems? Is it uncharted territory, are you slowly putting pieces together from, I guess, from this university and from other studies around the world, other projects around the world? Are we slowly moving towards understanding these difficult sort of?
At first sight, it looks uncharted because even though the science has advanced quite a bit in the last 30, 40 years, we haven't been effective enough to get the word out. So most of what we do comes to a surprise to, yeah, most people we collaborate with. So we really have to increase our efforts in getting the word out and disseminate effective interventions.
What's your success rate using this technique? Does it have a success rate? Do you sort of have an ideal sort of pass fail sort of thing?
Well, we hope it's 100%.
Yeah.
But success rate is, you know, you get those numbers.
So does that mean you make improvement in almost all cases?
I mean, if you're not making an improvement, you change your procedure, you change your intervention.
That's
until you get it.
Yeah. Sure,
so it's
sure.
So it's not a manual. So you have to adapt things to a particular client. So you really have to work closely with the client, closely with the problem you're trying to tackle.
When you're working with the brain and people's behavior, you have to be very careful how you interfere with it, don't you? When you're, that's a very powerful thing to be manipulating, isn't it?
Of course, and that's why we have very specific and very comprehensive ethics guidelines.
What sort of things do you ensure? And there's, when you are
for example, teaching family to treat differently their child, you have to do it in a way.
So with a client. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt here, but with a client, you're not necessarily working with just the individual. You're working with the people around the individual.
Of course,
as well.
because the behavior is an interactive phenomena, so it's related with everything that is happening around. Typically, the social environment.
Sure.
So you have to work with caregivers, parents, peers, everybody, and in a way, you are. Almost manipulating that interaction in a way that you would see positive behaviors coming through and problem behaviors decreasing. And you have to do that in a way that the rights and the dignity of the client is preserved at all times.
Cool. And so next week, the Applied Behavior Analysis Group within the School of Psychology, which is where you are at the university, you're holding a series of events to showcase what this is all about. Is that right?
That's right. We are having our second ABA Awareness Week. Next week, we have a star guest, Dr. Neil Martin, who is the Director of International Credential Development of the so-called Behavior Analyst Certification Board, which is the international program that certifies...
Bit of a big hitter.
Yes. That certifies the professionals that we train. We are very excited to having him over, and he's going to give... several public lectures, and everybody's welcome to come.
Well, and so whereabouts is that, and what time?
Well, it's going to be the two events that are open to the public are going to take place on November 21st, and we have.
Tuesday.
Yes. And both events are in the city campus. The first one is a talk about behavior analysts, what they do, how can they improve things, and how you become a behavior analyst.
Right.
So this will be interesting to prospective students. And then we have a session with our students that will be showcasing the type of work that they do, and then Dr. Martin will discuss their work. That will be in the afternoon.
So if you're interested in this at all, this is a must go. It's a hot ticket.
For sure. And yeah. just Google ABA Program Auckland.
ABA Program Auckland?
Yeah. Yes, and find our Facebook, and you'll have all the details there.
Cool. Hey, Xavier, thank you very much for coming in. Lovely to meet you, and all the best for that. And in the future, if you've got anything you need that we can help you out with here on The Breakfast Show, I don't know how, but we'd love to help you out if you can. Thanks very much for coming in.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.